This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know, I had my boxer shorts on when I was watching. So I want to know.
Hey, man. Kirby Smart says players ask about NIL, but not about NFL player success. I'm going to say that again. Players ask about NIL, but not about player success. NFL player success. This is the issue. And Kirby is maneuvering this. We just had a great guest on, Anaya Smith, wide receiver, Texas A&M. Just go back and listen to the end of that interview where he talks about what went wrong with Jimbo and why the team didn't ultimately achieve its goals. We can even go back to Mike's point about Nick Saban saying, well, they bought all their players, and they had the number one recruiting class in the country and got nothing from it because of the greed of NIL and everybody else looking out for self.
Right. It just completely imploded. And it was a great conversation with Anais. The kid, I mean, in his own words, basically said everything that people who can't stand NIL talk about. The thing is, you got to find that balance. Like, for instance, Bear Alexander. He's just, did I read right? He was in the portal out of USC. He was looking. So you start to get, you know, it's just because you transfer out of one program doesn't make you a bad person or a bad seed or you're selfish or you got a helicopter parents. But enough about Kevin Sumlin's quarterbacks, because that did happen down there when he was at A&M. But in all seriousness, Joe Burrow was in a situation that was untenable for him in Columbus. He goes to LSU and the rest is history. But a lot of guys, you got to find that balance. Some of these guys are only in it for NIL.
Yep.
And if that's it, then that's a team that's going to destroy itself just the way A&M imploded on itself. I was amazed when he talked about Jimbo not having any leadership. I don't know what his coaching staff was like at A&M. Jimbo had a really good coaching staff and had some OGs in Tallahassee. I don't know what he had in A&M, but maybe he needed some of those dudes that suck around Tallahassee when he left.
No doubt. I mean, I just –
you need to have some. You need to have a compass. You got to have some guys whipping some buttons.
That's right.
But here's the thing. When you got a guy making six figures or more, you're not listening to the coach. I'll tell you, screw that noise. I get in the portal.
Wait a minute. That's it right there. See, it used to be you weren't making a damn thing. I had to listen. Mike, now I'm making this money.
Yeah.
And it changes things. This is what I said about the motivation when you're, and this is no disrespect to Carson Beck. It just so happens he's driving one. But when you're driving a Lamborghini, Mike, screw you. Well, I'm just saying.
But then
that's what's going on around college football.
Hey, coach, what's that? You want me to run some? How about this? How about kiss my? And I'm going to go in the portal.
I'm just saying.
I'll see you in the portal, because that's the thing. Now you, I understand, coach. Yes, we all know that coaches can leave every time, but coaches generally leave. You know, when it's a
better
rare
opportunity. Yes,
you know. But in a case of a player, there still has to be. That's why some guys are saying, look, standardize the portal, figure out a way to make it one shot, one time in the year, so you can build your roster around it. But still, the Texas A&M is the perfect example of everything that guys say is wrong. I got no problem with guys making money, but you got to find, as we just said, that coach can find the balance between the guys going to put the work in and have an ethic that care about a championship. Carl, what happens when guys start jumping off teams and sitting out these playoff games now the field's expanded?
Yeah.
Which I think is going to happen this year.
It's a great sale for kids that will listen, Kirby said. There's a lot of them that want to ask about NIL, Kirby Smart. He says they don't want to ask about what your NFL players have done. But I think it's much more about how important you develop players than how much NIL you make. As long as that is in perspective at Georgia, Kirby and the Dogs are going to be fine.
Right.
And I've said this. He's in a unique situation. I don't need you. There are a lot of programs who can't say that. There are a lot of programs, Mike, who don't have the depth or kids clamoring to want to go there because they've seen Georgia, who is now relevant again and playing for national championships. Kirby has a luxury for everybody who says, oh, he's such a good, nice guy. I don't need you.
No, he can play that kind of Saban thing. But here's the thing. Even Saban got to a point where I'm done with this. Even Nick Saban got to it. But no, granted, he's much older than Kirby. Kirby's in his prime.
Yes.
But so I don't think you can correlate to guys that are already hitting us up on that argument. Meanwhile, Jaden Rashada is in Athens today, supposedly.
Yes, yes.
And tomorrow, supposedly. He was a guy that was reported to make a ridiculous amount of money, which none of it ever happened down in Florida. Remember the Florida Gator Collective? That whole thing went nowhere. He wound up at Arizona State.
Oh, another Gator here coming to Georgia, huh?
Right. Right. But, yeah, Jaden Rashada is a guy that Kirby said he wanted a fourth quarterback, and if he sticks, you got one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I thought those comments from Kirby just resonate. Players ask about NIL, but not how NFL players are having success that went here.
A defensive lineman doesn't want to hear about everybody that's come through this program?
Well,
that's amazing.
That's what's crazy. I mean, you've put more guys in the NFL over the last 4 years than probably any other school in the country, right? And this year it's Michigan's turn because they just went to the chip and won the chip, and that's fine. But if I'm a kid going to Georgia, that's what I want to know. How do I become Jalen Carter, right? How do I become
Trayvon Walker?
Exactly. Exactly. What's up, O?
Nick Saban, what he used to do for recruiting, he would send out like a little postcard, and it would have all the first round picks from that previous year, Alabama, and the contracts they signed.
Right.
That's what the appeal was. Like, it wasn't about NIL. Like, oh, 4 years, 3 years from now, you come here, this is what you're going to get, this NFL money right here.
That's what our buddy Corey Miller, you know, big Corey, sounds like Michael Clark Duncan, when his son was going there to play linebacker. So basically, that was the pitch. Do what the coaches tell you. Put the work in. You're going to be in the NFL and get paid.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. We've got plenty more to dive into. Lots of guys already chiming in on the poll question and the thoughts of this team, potentially, drafting a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. And why him? You're saying, well, why Penix? Best pocket passer in this draft. If that's what you want, that's what you covet, then maybe that's what you fall in love with. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Troy McElhaney about the Falcons. You'll hear from our general manager and more. Grant McCauley set to join us as well in the 5 o'clock hours. The Braves continue their series. More draft conversation coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.